بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب جواز لبس الحرير لمن به حكة. This is a chapter on it being permissible for men to wear silk for those who have a very terrible skin disease, something like scabies, and when there's no other clothing that they can wear to keep them cool and calm. So we did previously where it was not permissible, or it is not permissible for men to wear silk, any silk garments. In this particular chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings the narration of Anas radiallahu ta'ala, in which permission is given for those who have a very, very itchy skin. And this is out of necessity that this permission has been given. An Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, رخص رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للزبير وعبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنهما في لبس الحرير لحكة كانت بهما متفق عليه. أنس رضي الله عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم permitted زبير رضي الله عنه and عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه to wear silk because of very itchy skin that they were suffering from. So this hadith, we learn from this hadith that at times of necessity, real necessity, then it could be permissible for that person to wear silk clothing who, out of the extent of necessity, he is wearing the silk because of the itchy skin that he has. باب النهي عن افتراش جرود النمور والركوب عليها. Then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings a chapter on it being prohibited of sitting and riding on leopard skins. عن معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تركب الخز ولا النمار. حديث حسن رواه أبو داود وغيره بإسناد حسن. معاوية رضي الله عنه رئيسة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said do not ride on saddle cloths made of silk and leopard skins. So again, pure silk is not permissible for even a person to use as a saddleback, and garments or leopard skins, this is not permissible because of the element of pride. And the disbelievers, the A'ajim at that time, they would use these leopard skins when they would travel, or they would sit on leopard skins. So it was their type of their practice, their way of life. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us to ride on leopard skins. And also because it creates pride in the person. وعن أبي المليح عن أبيه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن جلود السباع رواه أبو داود الترمذي والنسائي بأسانيد صحيحة وفي رواية للترمذي نهى عن جلود السباع أن تفترش. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited using the skins of animals of prey. Another narration says that رسول الله prohibited sitting on skins of animals of prey. So again, this prohibition refers to animal skins which have not been tanned, and because they are still impure, it is not permissible to sit on them. And also many ulama explain because of the hair that is attached to the skin, and this is impure, and therefore it is not permissible. And other ulama have also explained that the prohibition is because the proud and the affluent of that time, they would utilize skins of animals of prey. Hence we should not resemble such people. And therefore Rasulullah has prohibited this. And we understand also that the beasts of prey, the animalistic qualities that it comes in, it rubs off onto the person using it. We find that Anbiya Musrat Salam, they used to be shepherds of sheep. Even Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before becoming a Nabi, he was a shepherd. And the tenderness of the sheep, the humble qualities comes onto the person who is the shepherd also. Rasulullah Sallam had to now become a shepherd of the entire Ummah. And therefore, it creates in a person humility and tolerance. He's now looking after this one sheep, and the other one goes the other way, and he has to run behind that and keep them all together in a flock. So this also is a quality of like sheep and things like those animals who bring humility in the person. And the converse would be animals of prey, beasts of prey. They rub off into a person their type of animalistic qualities of pride and arrogance, those type of qualities. Therefore, Rasulullah has prohibited us to use skins of animals of prey. Let them give us tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.